The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Also listening to us on 88.1 WSBR in Lee, Lennox, and Stockbridge. Watching us on the PCTV Select app and possibly also on cable TV on 1301 Access Pittsfield here in Pittsfield. Sean Sayer here with you this morning. It's Friday, July 17th, and midway through the month. Maybe we got through most of that smoke over the last couple days. I'm looking outside, and it looks a little brighter, a little clearer to me today. Maybe we'll have a nice day. I was hearing about some possible showers in the forecast tomorrow, and then maybe a clearing on Sunday. So we've got half of a nice weekend. Nothing to cancel any plans, though, from what I'm understanding. I've got a great guest here for the entire show this morning, Michael Coakley. He's the business development manager at the City of Pittsfield, also the interim executive director of PETA. I think it's Michael's first time on the show here this morning to talk about economic development here in the City of Pittsfield, what it takes to bring new businesses into the city and keep our existing businesses alive and thriving and growing. It's going to be a great conversation. Looking forward to it. First, let's get to our weather forecast from the National Weather Service, see what we've got on tap from them today. Here we go. Berkshire
Weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, mostly clear. Areas of smoke. Near steady temperature in the mid-50s. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Friday, patchy smoke in the morning. Sunny. Highs around 80. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Friday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Patchy smoke after midnight. Lows in the upper 50s. Southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, there you have it. Like I said, long term, we're definitely going to have possible showers on Saturday, but nothing to cancel plans about. Nice bright day on Sunday, and I hear some also nice long-range forecast for next week. So lots of good stuff to look forward to here in the month of July for the Berkshire summer and probably for the folks going to Tanglewood for some of those concerts next week. Sounds like you might have some good weather for that. All right. Morning Drive here. It is 7:32. We're live and local this morning in our WTBR studios. And with me today across the desk, we have Michael Coakley. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning, Sean. Doing well. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for being here and being our guest this morning, talking about a very important subject, I think, for all of us here in the Berkshires and Pittsfield, economic development. First, before we get into that subject, tell us about yourself and how long you've been sort of in the business and how long you've been here in this position. What brought you to become the business development manager here in Pittsfield?
Okay, well, first of all, I was born in Pittsfield, raised in Lennox. I live in the same property where my family's been there for a few generations now. I started this position. This is my ninth year as a business development manager now. I was previously 20 years a partner at Wynn Stanley Partners in Lennox, which is a marketing firm. We had clients like Spalding and Smith & Wesson and Pelican Cases, and we were really a traditional advertising agency marketing firm. With Spalding, we worked with the NBA, and we got to work with Kobe Bryant and Paul Pierce and did print ads and TV commercials with them, so it was a lot of fun. But we were a traditional agency, and once Google kind of started taking over everything with digital, it was time for Nate Wynn Stanley to retire, so we closed down the agency. And it was perfect timing that this new position, business development manager for the city of Pittsfield, was developed. It was developed by our former mayor, Tyre, Jay Anderson, who was chairman of PERC, and Mick Callahan, who was chairman of PETA. They decided to kind of combine their efforts in business development and make the business development manager, and I thought it was right up my alley. You know, I worked to bring in business from the outside of the area into Pittsfield, and work with our local companies to help them expand. And it's been very interesting. It's a fun job, and it helps the city of Pittsfield out.
So it's really kind of like that single point of contact for anyone looking to bring a business to Pittsfield, or if you've got a local business here in Pittsfield, to expand or to grow, to find a new location, all those things, right? These are things that your office is concerned with.
Exactly. I'm kind of the quarterback of we call it the red carpet team.
Yeah.
When we bring a new business in or somebody's expanding, there are a number of different incentives that are available, and available from the state, different state agencies. Mass Development, the Mass Office of Business Development, Mass Hire, the PETA, the PERC. So I kind of coordinate all those efforts into one, and that's where we have our red carpet team, which we can talk about a little bit later.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an important concept too, right? Because there are so many different agencies and different groups that are, you know, designed to make sure that business and economic development happens throughout the state, but also here in the Berkshires. If you're siloed, right? If all those different groups do their own thing, but they're not talking to each other, it's very easy to miss something, a big opportunity that could come through.
Exactly, and most companies, especially companies outside of the area, have no idea, you know, what incentives are available, especially from the state agencies.
Right.
So I'm able to kind of quarterback that and help the companies out with that.
And I would think, too, there are companies that are, you know, if they know that they're going to be coming into a community, it's not the only community they're looking at, right?
Correct.
So they could be looking at 2, 3, 4 different places at the same time. And they're looking for opportunities, but they're also looking for incentives. Okay, what can you offer me? I want to locate my business in Pittsfield, but I'm also looking other places. These people are doing this for me. You know, what can you guys offer?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of times companies are looking to expand. They're looking for either a building or a community, and they're looking at different agency or different cities.
Mm-hmm.
Could be around the state or over New York State versus here. So, yeah, there's oftentimes competition, and the incentives really help out to bring a company here.
Yeah. And so how did that process all start? So you were the first business development manager for the city of Pittsfield. That was 2018.
Correct.
So, like you said, working into your ninth year. And, of course, we had that little thing in the middle there called the COVID pandemic, right?
Yeah,
that probably changed a lot of the ideas of how this was all going to work. You had a couple of years in, and all of a sudden, like, everything kind of shuts down, right? But I'm sure business development activity didn't shut down completely.
Well, one of our first big wins was to bring Wayfair into Pittsfield, and that was 300 jobs into the South Church Street and the Clock Tower office building. And I think we got up to about 100 jobs or so, and then COVID happened. And unfortunately, people started working from home and working remotely.
Right.
And Wayfair thought, wow, this is a pretty good deal. We don't have to pay rent to places. So that they changed the way they did their call centers across the world. Everything is remote now, so they end up leaving Pittsfield, fortunately.
Yeah, I mean, really, business changed a lot because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
It wasn't just in Pittsfield. It was everywhere, but especially a business like a call center,
where
everybody knows what happened during the pandemic, where, like, okay, you work from home, right? You find ways to work from home. I'm sure businesses thought the same thing. They said, well, if they've got people working from home, what are we doing, you know, having a physical place? And I would imagine that has changed a lot of what people think of when it comes to locating a business somewhere also, right? Is like, what do you actually need? There was a big movement also after that to bring people back into the office. So that's it. It seems like it is kind of a pendulum, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it definitely helped in a way that a lot of people from New York City and the metro areas moved to the Berkshires because they could work remotely. But it also hurt some of our businesses and hurt some downtown that, you know, not as many offices are filled now.
Right. And it's it changes the character of what goes in there. So so let's talk about PETA for a moment. We'll get a little into the history of that for people that aren't familiar. Pittsfield Economic Development Authority, right?
Correct.
The history of that goes all the way back to the General Electric days in Pittsfield. So take us through that process, that early history of how we got to where we are now from the days of a big bustling GE manufacturing plant to what we have.
Yeah, at one point in the heyday of GE in Pittsfield in the probably 50s, 60s, 70s, there were close to 15,000 people working at GE in Pittsfield.
I just step back for a minute, right? 15,000 people working for one company in Pittsfield.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just a game-changing kind of a thing.
It really is. And we had about 60,000 people living in Pittsfield. Now we're down to about 44,000.
Right.
But once GE started leaving, the transformer division left, and those were the huge manufacturing buildings in the GE complex. And then GE Plastics ended up leaving. And when they left, they started demolishing all those mammoth manufacturing buildings. Mm-hmm. And then PETA got developed. GE transferred 52 acres to PETA, the Pittsburgh Economic Development Authority. That was back in, I think, 1998 when PETA was developed. One of the issues was they took down these huge mammoth buildings, but they left the concrete slabs.
Right. And that was all part of that consent decree, right?
That was all part of the consent decree, and you know, I wasn't involved at that time, but it was thought that it would be beneficial to developers to have those foundations there.
Hmm.
But as it turned out, it was not beneficial at all. It was a detriment to development. And at Site 9, we can talk about that.
Yeah.
Site 9 was the largest parcel on the PETA property. It was 16 and a half acres, right in the middle of PETA, right in the middle of Morningside neighborhood, right in downtown Pittsfield. And it was really a scar in the middle of Pittsfield. It was 16 and a half acres completely covered in foundations and pavements.
I think I heard it described as a moonscape.
Yeah, as a moonscape. I think Mayor Tyre called it that one time, and that was a pretty good description of that. I mean, I would take companies out there, walk out. You know, it's a great property that it's located. It's right next to the rail tracks. There's possible sidings that can go in there.
Mm-hmm.
I take companies out there, and they're like, you know, even if I were to build a 100,000 square foot building here, I'd still be surrounded by acres and acres of this moonscape concrete foundations. So it was undevelopable.
Yeah, it was unattractive, right?
It was very unattractive, and it was undevelopable.
Yeah. I would imagine that it's similar in some ways to even residential real estate, where you have to have the buyer come in and imagine what they could do with the house or with the property, right? They have to be able to put that in their mind and say, huh, this has possibilities. And if you have that existing foundations and just this moonscape of an area, they kind of get turned off. You really have to have someone visionary to say, okay, it doesn't matter. I'm going to do what I'm going to do here. Or I can make it work. But it's always getting over that barrier that was the problem. And, you know, looking at it, that's, you know, 25 plus years of you know, between the buildings coming down and then trying to market the property. And that's really where, you know, your office comes in, marketing something.
Exactly.
You know, if you've got that, how do you do that?
Across the tracks and the south side of the tracks, they actually green those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the Berkshire Innovation Center was built.
Yep.
That's a beautiful building right there. And then just to the west of that, Mountain One has a bank building there.
Right.
And then they did the Eversource, did the solar facility there as well. So those were developed.
Right.
But the north side of the tracks where they left the concrete foundations on Site 9 and 7 and 8 along Kellogg Street have been undevelopable.
Yeah. And there are some other areas that weren't part of that consent decree too, right, that are still owned by GE. It was such a massive layout of a plant.
Yeah.
Like
it's
hard to really put a finger on it unless you see some aerial footage or drone footage or something.
You see some old photographs.
Yeah.
I mean, the one building that's left is that mammoth, they call it Building 100, the big white building there. That's huge. That's where they used to manufacture the giant electric transformers. That's still there, and Sabic Plastics is still in there right now.
Still using it.
But there were two big mammoth manufacturing buildings on either side of Building 100
right.
that GE recently demolished, and they've kind of greened one of the areas there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still acres and acres of concrete on the east side of Building 100.
And so that's probably not part of PETA's property.
That's still
GE. So
correct.
Any ideas what might happen with that in the future?
Well, Building 100, I think Sabic still has a lease there for another 3 or 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So they're there for now. No idea what GE's plans are, or if they even have plans for the moment there. Across East Street, there's a property that GE owns that there's some talk about some possible development there in the near future. But one of the things that PETA did was we realized after a while that Site 9 was undevelopable, and 16 and a half acres of the property was undevelopable.
Right.
So we came up with a plan to redevelop that property. We worked with EDM here in Pittsfield to help us put together the plan. Rue Associates was our licensed site professional. SLR was our engineering architects, mm-hmm. and we came up with a plan to redevelop the property to kind of green it and put in roadways and utility corridors. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did. We put the plan together and came up with a cost estimate. It was over $10 million mm-hmm. for this project. So then we started trying to fundraise for it, and we applied for Mass Works, Mass Development, and ARPA funding. Mm-hmm. And we were able to put together the first year for Mass Works. We did not receive the grant. We did not receive the money. But they told us, okay, these are the things you need to do in order to get this. And, yeah. and we did those things. And the second year that we applied for it, we got about $3.5 million from Mass Works. And then we had a couple of Mass Development grants. And then ARPA funds. We got $4 million in ARPA funds. And there's some PETA money involved in that as well that came from GE. Mm-hmm. So we actually raised $10.8 million and started the project. And so we cracked and crushed the entire 16.5 acres of concrete, which was a major job. I don't know if you remember driving by there and seeing a lot of trucks and tractors and cranes. And
Well, you figure those buildings were built in the early 1900s, exactly. I want to say, right? When they were still probably the Stanley or GE, whenever the early times. And, man, those buildings were built to last.
They were.
The foundations were built to last, right? And the buildings themselves. I remember when they were taking some of those buildings down.
Yeah.
And, you know, they didn't just fall over. Those things had to be taken apart piece by piece.
Yeah. And they did not cheat themselves on the amount of concrete they used either. It was amazing the amount of concrete that was cracked and crushed. And then we brought in over 100,000 cubic yards of clean fill to place on top, and they graded the whole property. Mm-hmm. And then we put in roadways and utility corridors and then greened it, and now it's ready for development. Hmm.
So when someone wants to come in and build a building now on that site, is it similar to a fresh site where you could put in a new foundation? All the utilities are in place, right? So
yes.
That doesn't have
they
to be created.
They can hook into the utilities. Yeah.
So that's like electric and plumbing and
everything when
else.
A company is interested, they contact me. Or we have a real estate broker, Jennings Real Estate, mm-hmm. out of Springfield area. They contact them. And then just recently I brought a company out. We walked the site. First of all, Milltown Capital purchased 4.7 of the acres in the northern portion of Site 9.
So that's about a quarter of the full 16-acre site.
Yeah, there's also a 3-acre site that we're keeping along Woodland Avenue that we're keeping as a green area there. So we've got about another 9 or 10 acres available to for lease or for sale.
And depending on the size or the magnitude of the business that might be coming in, how many more businesses do you think besides the Milltown site could be accommodated on
it
that?
It depends. Site? Like, for instance, with this we have a recent company that I took out to the park, and they're looking at 4 acres of the property. Mm-hmm. They've actually given us an offer at 4 acres. I can't talk who they are yet. Yeah.
You have to stay tuned to PCTV and watch those PETA meetings.
That's right.
Are all, by the way, and that's one thing I think that it's important to tell people, too, that a lot of this stuff, obviously, when you're negotiating with potential businesses that are coming in, those things can't be public until they're all consummated and made public, right?
Right, exactly.
But all of the workings of PETA and things like that, those are all recorded meetings that are shown on PCTV. They're on the PittsfieldTV.org website. So if you're interested in this kind of stuff and you want to catch up with what's going on in PETA, that's all there.
Right. I can tell you that it's a pharmaceutical R&D company.
Hmm. Okay.
That's looking to come and put up a facility at the park.
Hmm. And that would be kind of an appropriate use for that, right?
It's a perfect perfect use for it. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, we're looking for advanced manufacturing, R&D, good quality jobs.
Yeah.
So it'd be a super win if everything works out.
Hmm. We're speaking with Michael Coakley here on Morning Drive this morning. He is the Business Development Manager for the City of Pittsfield, also the Interim Executive Director of PETA, the Pittsfield Economic Development Authority. We're kind of going into what it takes to bring new businesses into the city of Pittsfield and to help our existing businesses grow and thrive here in the city. A very important process that a lot of people don't realize is even going on. It always goes on, as it happens and eventually, hits the newspaper. And that's when everybody understands, how it all happens. But a lot of work, it sounds like, happens well before those headlines hit.
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't really talk about things or announce it until they're finalized and announced. There's a lot of work that goes into it, and these things take forever.
Right, right.
For companies to get their financing together and all that. So,
yeah. But there was a time, I think, before you were the business development manager where there was a prospect of bringing a big box store to that same site, right? That's Site 9.
Right.
And that was when the moonscape was still there. Yeah. The foundations were still in place. That seems like it was a bit of a long shot in some ways because I couldn't imagine even a big box store with a huge deep pocket wanting to tackle that $10 million plus price tag for renewing the site first before you get in. And that was, it sounds like, the key to what makes that possible.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that was, like you said, that was before my time. Yeah. But it just got too expensive for companies to take care of that concrete. Mm-hmm. That was there. It was just way too expensive.
Yeah.
And now that we have, the state and the city have put the money into it and redeveloped the property, now it's developable. Mm-hmm. It's developable already. And like I say, Milltown purchased 4.7 acres. We have another company that's interested in it. Mm-hmm. So I've got other companies calling to take a look at it.
And remind me again what Milltown's plans are for their building.
Milltown, they're still deciding what they want to do, but mm-hmm. I think they're looking to put up a kind of a mixed use, a commercial building, mm-hmm. office and some maybe retail or restaurant. I think they're still deciding what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing is that construction prices have gotten so high.
Right.
It's just tough to make the numbers work right now.
Yeah.
So they're trying to figure that one out at the moment.
It always seems like there's some headwinds, right?
Whether it's
construction costs or interest costs or things that, the economy going up and down. And that's why I guess this has been such a long-term project and process for the city. Everybody would love to see things happen very quickly. I'm sure that people in 1998, when this was all ahead of us, when GE had gone, and they were, let's face it, they were gone for a number of years by that time. So everybody knew that another GE was not coming back in, right? That wasn't going to happen. But looking forward, they say, well, what do you want to do with this space? Are you either going to have all these empty buildings and a lot of chain link fences and nothing else, right? When nobody wanted that for the city of Pittsfield, or you give it a chance to get some rebirth.
Yeah, that's the question I always get is, what's taken so long to get these things done? It's a long process. Now that we finally got the property development ready, we have more interest in it now. Mm-hmm. But then when the company comes in, it takes them a long time to get their finances ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the issue of high interest rates and high construction costs. Yeah. So it just takes a while. You need to find the right company to get in there.
Right.
So
then looking forward to other sites, because again, that was such a sprawling site and PETA has control or ownership of a lot of these other sites. There's one, I think they used to call it the 40s.
Right.
Which was the old, number. They used to call it the numbers of the buildings that GE called them.
That was
along Kellogg Street, right? Or across from where Greylock Federal Credit Union is.
Yeah,
is that
the
big concrete wall
there?
It's the
40s. We call it Site 7 and 8.
Okay.
That is in kind of the same condition that Site 9 was in.
Yeah.
They still have the concrete foundations there.
Mm-hmm.
On Site 8, which is the one that's on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
Along Kellogg and Woodlawn Avenue.
Before the tracks, essentially.
Exactly. That used to be the headquarter building for GE there. That was a 5-story building when they took that down. What we're doing for Site 7A is what we did for Site 9. We're starting off with a study. We got a $500,000 pre-development grant from Mass Works, Mass Development, and we're just now starting the process that we did to put a plan together.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we're trying to figure out is, can we use the existing foundation? Can a company put a building on top of that? Mm-hmm. And if we can do that, it'd be very helpful.
Yeah.
Or how can we use it and then and whatever else needs to be done to put a building on top of that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to take a little while to get that study done. But we're looking at the same process for Site 7A as we did for Site 9. Mm-hmm. Site 7 and 8 is about 6.5 acres total.
Okay. So. But it must help now to have sort of the blueprint for how that works, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Having gone through it once and said, okay, we know how to make this happen, how to start from where we are and now get to a place where people are attracted, interested in the site, and then maybe that little spark of seeing a building go up.
Exactly.
You know?
I think by having some building going on at the park, we can talk about a little bit later, but the BIC is going to be expanding with an 8,000 square foot building. If Milltown starts putting something up, if this new company that's giving us the offer does come through and starts putting up, once you start seeing some action there, it makes it all the more attractive.
Yeah. Are there any restrictions that businesses have to follow? Because it was a former brownfield site, right? We know the history of PCBs and stuff in Pittsfield. In fact, I saw a recent article about the East Street reconstruction where they ran into some unexpected contamination. Of course, nothing should be unexpected in that area at this point. But now that the site has been sort of, you know, greened and worked on, are there still things that companies have to deal with when they come in, or they just have to sort of have expectations?
There are some restrictions on the property. It's part of the consent decree. For instance, there's no residential allowed at the William Stanley Business Park. No educational facilities for kids under 12 years old.
Okay.
No agricultural. No water usage.
Wouldn't want to be growing lettuce there.
Right? No, but with the new redevelopment project now, commercial buildings can go in there. Mm-hmm. Restaurants can go in there.
Yep. Which, again, is what you'd probably want for that site anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an industrial site, right? You'd want business activity there. You wouldn't want to turn it into residential or housing necessarily.
Exactly.
And it is surrounded by residential areas, that entire area, because as it grew up as a factory area, you had housing where people would walk to work, right? That's what the Morningside neighborhood and the sort of the east side neighborhoods were, right?
Correct. And then just right across the park on Woodland Avenue, there's a 3-acre parcel that PETA sold to Milltown. And Milltown is coming up with plans now to build a big residential project on that site. They're still trying to figure out their plans and come up with the financing, but...
Is that the site where the old PETA building
Correct.
Was?
Yep.
It was the
GE credit union.
Oh, okay. The original
then
credit
Braylock
union
was there for
right,
a while.
Right.
Yeah. 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 That's that 3-acre parcel there.
Okay. And then there's sort of some old parking lots and things in that area. Is that all part of PETA also? That goes from, I guess it would be north of that.
That's still part of GE.
Okay.
And actually, GE is working with the city now to transfer some of that property.
Okay. Because I know there were some older parking lots up near the, was it building 12 and 14, the ones that were demolished.
And Tyler Street Extension.
And those have been greened over also, right? There's
they
some
have
trees
been.
Planted.
They
and,
have been. That's not part of PETA.
No.
But like I say, it's still GE property, and they are talking about the city bill, possible transfer of those properties. And that would be for residential as well.
And at the time, of course, you know, you needed it for all the parking you had.
Said
15,000 people working. Just an incredible number, right? When you think back
about it. Yeah, which is amazing. Yeah.
But as times move on, you have to adapt to what we, you know, need for the future, for today and for the future. And those are different needs than what
Correct.
We had before.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. We're trying to bring new businesses in. I don't know if you talked about Jane Americas yet.
Yeah, I want to talk about that in the second half because there's so much else going on.
Yeah.
You know, certainly we tend to focus on the William Stanley Business Park because I think there's so many hopes and aspirations for that site and the history. And it's great to see that happening. But there's so much more, I think, that your office does.
Yeah. We should talk about the BIC expansion at some point here soon, too.
Yeah. We'll definitely get into that. So since we're coming up to the top of the hour, we're very close here. Let's take that top of the hour break where we thank our underwriters and give our station ID and all the good stuff that we do at 8 o'clock in the morning. And we'll be back with more interview with Michael Coakley, the business development manager here in the city of Pittsfield. We will talk about Jane Americas and we'll talk about the BIC expansion and everything else going on. And maybe, some of these words get out there to a potential employer knows that the city of Pittsfield is open for business here, and we'll have more opportunities in Pittsfield. So stick around. We'll be right back after this quick break on Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu.
And from Sontrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at sontrini.com.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
The Pittsfield Health Department is hosting monthly wellness clinics available to the community at the Christian Center, Senior Center, Epworth Arms, Capitol Square, and South Congregational Church. Vital sign checks, medication reviews, and health assessments are offered by the public health nurse. Our social worker will be there with information of available resources as well. For more information about these clinics, please contact us at 413-499-9411.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Larry Cracker here on WTBR, and I want to tell you about my show, Nothing But Old 45s. I have an absolute blast playing my records here on WTBR for 2 hours every Monday morning, and I'll crank out the best of top 40 oldies and classic rock Mondays here on WTBR, the home of Nothing But Old 45s since 2014. Nothing But Old 45s, Mondays from 10 a.m. until noon, here on 89.7 WTBR-FM for the love of radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program is now accepting applications for an occupational therapist to support child development, empower families, and change futures. 2026 graduates welcome to apply. Apply today at ucpwma.org.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Sean Sayre here with you this morning, and it's Friday, July 17th, a nice day you're waking up to today. We're live and local today in our Federico Drive studios, and my guest Michael Coakley will join us again here in the second half of the show to talk about business development and economic development here in the city of Pittsfield. Lots more to talk about with Michael in just a moment. First, let's get one more look at the weather forecast and see what we have in store for us today from the National Weather Service.
Berkshire Weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, mostly clear. Areas of smoke. Near steady temperature in the mid-50s. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Friday, patchy smoke in the morning. Sunny. Highs around 80. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Friday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Patchy smoke after midnight. Lows in the upper 50s. Southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, there you have it. And I understand we're going to have a nicer day today than the last couple of days of smoke. Yesterday didn't turn out too bad until like later in the afternoon, I want to say. And then it started to, you could walk outside and smell it again. And that's, that was just weird, wasn't it? I mean, you look outside and you got the yellow. It almost seems like a scene out of Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul. And then Then the smell hits you, and you don't want to be outside in that stuff, folks, if you can avoid it. But today, I think a little better. I'm seeing a little improvement out there, and tomorrow I hear a little bit of shower potential, and then Sunday a nice day. So there you go. Michael Coakley, again, thanks for being here today and talking to us about business. It's all business today. We're all about business.
Thank you, Sean. It's good to be here.
Yeah. So let's talk about a couple other things beyond specifically the PETA site. Obviously, the BIC is the Berkshire Innovation Center is a building that is on a property that was part of PETA.
Correct.
Is that still owned by PETA? Is that sold? What's the ownership like?
Yeah, it's part of the William Stanley Business Park. Okay. The PETA owns the property. And we lease the land to the BIC. BIC owns the building. PETA owns the property.
Mm-hmm.
And
that building was built now how long ago? It was before it was, I think it just opened like a week before the pandemic hit, right?
The governor was here in town to kind of officially open it. It was the day before the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
So
I think I remember being there for that too. And there was this like, should we all be wearing masks at this point? Is this going to be a super spreader event? But
timing wasn't great. But,
and then the world closed down.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Now they've bounced back and they're looking to put an addition on. MassTech put out a tech hub grant for different tech hubs throughout the state. Hmm. And the BIC, along with the city of Pittsfield, applied for a tech hub at the Berkshire Innovation Center and received it.
What is a tech hub? Tell people.
So the BIC got was a advanced optics manufacturing tech hub.
Mm.
And so the state puts together the funding for the addition and a clean room.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be two anchor companies there, EMA and Mirias Optics.
Okay.
And then other companies can use the facility as well.
Hmm.
But the anchor companies will be EMA and Mirias Optics. Mirias came out of UMass.
Okay.
They came up with a way to manufacture advanced optics in a very efficient way.
Hmm.
They are going to be having their manufacturing facility at the BIC in this new addition. Inside the 8,000 square foot addition will be a big clean room where they will manufacture the optics. They plan to hire up to 50 people over the next couple of years with an average salary of $110,000.
Wow.
So this is a major win for the city of Pittsfield and the BIC.
Yeah, that's an eye-opening number, by the way.
Yeah.
Great. You don't see too many companies wanting to come into Pittsfield and offer jobs like that. That's really significant.
And that's the types of companies we're looking to bring into to the business park, advanced manufacturing or R&D and those types of jobs.
Yeah. And obviously the photonics and optics industry is a big major industry, and it's a forward-looking industry also. They're going to need photonics and optics for many, many applications throughout technology, throughout industry, business, right?
That's right. And two of the major hubs for the optics industry are Rochester and Boston.
Yeah.
And so Pittsfield's right in the middle along the corridor.
Right.
So it's a perfect spot for this tech hub.
And that's the thing too, right? You have to build upon other strengths. Like I think of GE, when we go back and think about that and how GE Plastics became this huge thing in Pittsfield, the world headquarters was here. And what grew up around GE Plastics, right, was all these smaller plastics companies that are still, some of them are still operating today, injection molding and things like that. And so that's what it takes, right? It takes sort of a kernel of something that you can build on, and then you've got something going, and everybody says, oh, well, since that company's there, we should be there too. We should, be connected to that.
Yes, definitely. The plastics industry is a major contributor here in Pittsfield and Berkshire County. And as a matter of fact, we just brought in a large plastics manufacturer, a company based in India called Jane Americas, whose American facility currently is in Chicopee. Hmm. They had a 50,000 square foot facility there. They manufacture PVC siding and shingles and molding.
Okay.
And they were looking for, they're looking to expand. They needed to triple the space and have outdoor storage. And we were able to show them the 10 Conti Avenue, 10 Conti Drive off of the Gordon Rose Parkway.
And a lot of people won't even know that that building exists, right?
Exactly.
Like if you're in Pittsfield or in Berkshire County, you're driving Route 7 and 20, you're going down, you may not even realize it, but just over to your right off of Dan Fox Drive, and it was the old Conti Archives building, right?
Correct. The old it was a 155 square foot building filled with files of National Archives.
Yeah.
And then a couple years ago, I think that kind of went digital, so they no longer needed the space, and the building was empty for a couple years. It was for sale. We had a couple different companies that looked at it. Some came close, but then Jane America's purchased the building, and they're now looking to, they're converting the building from a kind of a warehouse-type building into a plastics manufacturing building. And they'll be hiring.
And that's not that much of a jump, right, to be able to go from that 155,000 square feet, which is a huge building, right?
I mean,
think about I'm trying to put it into perspective for people. If I think the Walmart in Pittsfield, is that even 100,000 square feet?
Probably,
maybe
yeah,
in that
this,
range?
This, it's a big building.
Than that.
Like you say, you don't see it from the road, so most people don't know it's there.
Yeah.
But they had to take out racks and racks and racks, you know, that they held all the files
on. Oh, really?
Okay. So that was a major job.
That's interesting.
Now they're putting in some truck ramps in the back. They're going to hook up to the sewer down the road. So they're in the process of converting that. Probably by this fall, they'll be in full manufacturing mode.
Wow, already in fall.
Yeah, by the fall.
So tell me a little bit about the process of how Jane America's was interested in coming to Pittsfield and what it took to interest them and say, hey, this is the place that you need to bring your business.
So part of my job is to do a lot of networking. I network with realtors and lawyers and banks. And this lead came through a real estate broker that I've worked with in the past. And they brought him up. They contacted me. We brought them through the building. We talked to them about Pittsfield and the benefits of being in Pittsfield and this building and outdoor storage and possible incentives that we could have. But they're also looking in Connecticut. Mayor Marchetti and I and Justine Dodds, the community development director, put together a program for them. We brought them in for a red carpet meeting, which we can talk about now.
Yeah, let's do that.
Whenever we have a prospect that's serious about coming to Pittsfield, we have the red carpet meeting. That's where I mentioned earlier, I'm kind of the quarterback of that.
Right.
So we have the red carpet meetings at the BIC and up in the conference room. We invite the company to come in. And we also invite the state and local economic development agencies. So Mass Development, Mass Office of Business Development, Mass Hire. We bring in Berkshire Community College, One Berkshire. And then the company comes in and gives a presentation on who they are and what they do and what their plans are for Pittsfield. And then each group, each agency, has different types of incentives that are available to help them come in. So for Jane America's, Mayor Marchetti proposed $500,000, $500,000 forgivable loan from the Pittsfield Economic Development Fund.
Which is another tool in the toolbox, right?
That's a great tool in the toolbox. Yeah. It's a tool that most or almost all of their communities do not have.
Right.
This funding came from GE when they left the city of Pittsfield. They left money to Pittsfield for economic development.
Right.
And then just recently, part of the rest of the river agreement, there's another $8 million that came into the fund. I think there's probably less than $7 million left in that fund right now. But that's a competitive option that Pittsfield has that other communities do not have.
So that's a forgivable grant, essentially, right?
Forgivable
in other words,
grant.
They have to meet certain, have to hit a post and
certain
say
milestones.
Yeah.
For instance, with Jane, Merrick Marchetti proposed $500,000 from the fund. There are milestones they had to hit. They had to purchase the building, and then they have to hire a certain number of people, and they'll get half of that money, $250,000. Once they hit the next milestone with jobs created, they get the final amount of money. And then as long as they're here for 10 years or so, I think 10 years minimum, then the loan is forgiven.
Right.
So that funding is for capital investment and job creation. And then once the mayor proposes it, then we have to go to city council, and city council has to approve it. And so city council approved the $500,000 for Jane.
Yep.
I think they have purchased the building. They haven't hired a certain number of people yet, so they have not received the first half of that money. But as soon as they hit it, once they finish converting the building to a manufacturing building, they'll start hiring more people. I think they already have hired 4 or 5 people at the moment. But
once manufacturing starts, certainly they're going to be ramping up. And if they've got an existing facility in Chicopee now that's going to be moving over to Pittsfield.
It may. Right now it's just an expansion. We'll see how it goes. But they're going to hire 30 people over the next couple of years, and then it could be up to 100 employees or so following that. So that was a big one for Pittsfield. Yeah.
How important are the other sort of non-quantifiable things like living in the Berkshires and the lifestyle that we have here and the closeness that we are to New York City or Boston, things that you can't really put a number on and say, well, this is the dollar amount you're going to get or this is the incentive, but it's just the general, you want to be here in Pittsfield or in the Berkshires because of those things.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I talk about when companies come in, not just the incentive, the financial incentives. Mm-hmm. We talk about Pittsfield and Berkshire County as a whole, and you know, younger employees can, you know, outdoor recreation and lakes and mountains and golf courses, and it's a great place to live. And I can talk about that.
Yeah.
So,
and it's important also to have those sort of stakeholder partner agencies, right? They've all got a mission to enhance and help out economic development throughout the state. I think of Mass Development, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
How important are those contributions to, like, it sounds like what we're doing here is we're piecing together a package, right?
It's definitely
not just one thing. It's like, oh, we're going to give you this, and you've got an opportunity here, and, you know, maybe it's a TIF or a tie or something like that that can be thrown in.
Exactly. That's what the red carpet meeting is for. So the city has the Pittsfield Economic Development Fund, the TIF, which is tax incentives for property here in Pittsfield. Mm-hmm. Mass Development has financing options for companies to come in. The Mass Office of Business Development has tax credits for them, income tax credits. Mass Hire has training programs that can pay up to 50% of the salary for the first 6 months when they're training for manufacturing.
Yeah.
So there's a whole package that we put together for these companies.
Yeah. And the companies don't necessarily know about all these things ahead of time, right? Like
That's part of my job is to let them know what it's all about and then bring them in for the red carpet meeting. And so, I mean, oftentimes they're very surprised at what's available.
Yeah.
And it's really helpful to help bring these companies here. Yeah. And it's also for our local companies.
Mm-hmm.
Interprint, a couple years ago, did a major expansion, I think a 50,000 square foot expansion, and then hiring an additional 20 or 25 people.
Right.
And we brought them into the red carpet meeting, and we gave them a TIF, tax increment financing.
And I had a little conversation with Mayor Marchetti on the show yesterday about TIFs and ties.
Okay, good.
So it's really important to tell people because it gets a lot of sort of press, and it also gets a lot of conversation when it comes to city council meetings and things like that. Do we grant them a tax incentive financing package, right?
Right.
What does it mean for future revenues? Like, is it a giveaway, or is it a way, an incentive to bring more development and redevelopment together to then grow? And is it a long-term strategy? That's kind of what we were discussing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the biggest expenses for companies that are either expanding or coming in here is the cost up front.
Mm-hmm.
And a TIF allows them to, you pay the taxes that you currently pay.
Right.
The TIF is on the incremental value of the property. Mm.
So the improvements, essentially, that they're making. So instead of hitting them twice with the cost of the improvements plus the additional cost of the tax on those improvements, you're forgiving a little of that, and then it ramps back
exactly.
up.
Exactly. Right? It ramps up to the full amount of the taxes in 5 or 10 years, depending on what the TIF is. It's a nice incentive for someone who's building or putting on an addition.
Yeah. Well, again, we talked about how, you know, the PETA property in general was a long-term project, right?
Yes.
It was never going to happen in a year, 2 years,
right,
5 years.
Right.
And this is another example, I think, of that long-term outlook, that long-term strategy, is that you're not just making decisions for this year's budget or this quarter or whatever, right? You're doing things that are going to bear fruit in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years.
Exactly. And all the incentives, like, for instance, the Economic Development Fund, they've got to be here for 10 years minimum to get the loans forgiven. And the TIFs go for 5 or 10 years, sometimes 20 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Michael Coakley is my guest here this morning on Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, if you're just tuning in. He is the Business Development Manager for the City of Pittsfield and the Interim Executive Director of PETA. Tell us about the future of PETA, if you will, for a minute, because that's an organization that's been was established during that consent decree with GE, and it's been so 20, almost 30 years now that's been in existence. How much longer do you see PETA being around for and working toward, and is there money that sort of runs out at some point, and what do we do at that point?
Yeah, PETA owns and operates the William Stanley Business Park, which is 52 acres that was transferred from GE. I think three of the parcels right now are developed. Mm-hmm. So the BIC, Mountain One, and the Eversource solar facility. Mm-hmm. We've just sold 4.7 acres to Milltown. Mm-hmm. We have an offer on another 4 acres of Site 9. So PETA's going to be here for a while.
Yeah. Is the long-term goal to have ownership of all those parcels away from PETA, that PETA won't be the organization just sort of collecting rent on the land, but you'll put it out into the world and say, okay, now these are owned?
That could be, but that's going to be a while in the future. Yeah. It'll be after my time.
Yeah.
I mean, we are trying to sell the different lots. There's certainly site 7 and 8, which is going to be kind of a long-term plan before we can start developing that. We are able to start developing site 9 now. Mm. There's still a couple of other. There's parcel 3, which is just north of the BIC, which is available. Hmm. So there's available property still.
That's the one that's like a green space right when you come at the junction of East Street and Merrill Road, right, in that area?
Yeah, exactly.
The one? Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So PETA will be around here for a while still. Yeah.
And what does it take to, like, your job, for instance, is funded in a couple of different ways, right, from the City of Pittsfield and from PETA and formerly from PERC as well?
Correct.
Tell me what PERC is. We've got a lot of acronyms
PERC
here.
PERC is the Pittsfield Economic Revitalization Corporation.
Okay.
And they work with smaller companies to help them get started and along the way. Now, when my job was first created, PETA, PERC, and the city paid a third each.
Mm-hmm.
Then I became executive director of PETA. So PETA started paying about 60% of the salary. Now this past year, PERC's money comes from the federal government. They don't no longer have that. So,
oh, wow.
So now my job is paid for by the city and PETA.
Interesting. I didn't realize that came from the federal government.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And so when we get to talking about existing local businesses, sort of growing your own, if you will, what kind of inquiries do you get from local businesses that are saying, we want to expand, or, you know, if we only had such and such, we could stay in Pittsfield. But otherwise, you know, I think of the Jane Americas, where they're looking to maybe, you know, move or expand to Pittsfield. There are probably Pittsfield companies that are having those same growing pains.
Oh, yeah, exactly. A perfect example is Elegant Stitches.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking to expand, and originally they were looking to build a new building at the William Stanley Business Park.
Okay.
This was a couple of years ago. They got to the point where they're starting to get plans, but the construction costs came in and they're just way too high for them to make it affordable. So we helped them find an existing building in Pittsfield. And they actually just purchased a building over at Downing Industrial Parkway and have moved in there. And the city helped them with that, gave them some money from the Economic Development Fund. Companies like Interprint that was expanding, Unistress, putting on a whole new addition,
right,
and hiring another 50 people. So I work with the existing companies to help them expand as well.
Yeah, it's so important, right? Because once you've got them here and they're established in the community, they're already contributing to the economy. No business stays still.
Yeah.
Things change.
Yeah.
Needs change, markets change. The things that they sell into the market, they may need to retool, right, and
exactly.
Make new products, stuff like that. Those are all contributing factors.
Yeah, and it's just as important for us to work with our existing companies as it is to try to bring new companies in.
Right.
The existing companies are already here. They're looking to expand, bring in more people. So my effort is with both existing companies and potentially new companies coming in.
Right. How is it, because obviously the efforts are going on not only in Pittsfield, but throughout Berkshire County and the region. Is there some fierce competition for businesses when you know that they might want to locate like in Lee or in North Adams or maybe even over into the Pioneer Valley or Eastern New York? You know, what kind of things go on that, make Pittsfield competitive and give us the edge?
I think it's friendly competition.
Yeah.
You know, we work with the other towns and cities here in the Berkshires. But Pittsfield does have things like the Economic Development Fund. We have TIFs. Mm-hmm. We have a whole program put together for companies that are looking to expand or move here. So I think we're a little bit more organized and have my position than, other cities and towns have in the area.
Yeah. No, it's a real big advantage, right, to have that.
Yeah.
And have a little bit of economy of scale,
exactly.
If you will, too.
Exactly.
So there are smaller towns, I think, that have they struggle with it a little bit just because they don't have that infrastructure built out, right, if you will, the people and the connections. And frankly, you know, the Pittsfield being the largest city municipality in the Berkshires, it generally, I would say, attracts certain kinds of businesses where maybe the smaller communities would attract different kinds of businesses.
Yeah, and one example is Hot Plate Brewery.
Uh-huh.
When they, Sarah and Mike came from Brooklyn, they originally were looking up in Adams for a spot, and it didn't quite work out where they're looking there. But Ben Lamb from One Berkshire, you know, gave me a call and said, you might want to talk to Mike and Sarah. They're looking to put a brewery in Pittsfield. So I was able to work with them, show them a couple different spots around the city. Mm-hmm. They found the space where they currently are in the Algarone building on North Street there. And we were able to help them come in and set up, and it's been a great. It's been about 3 years, I guess, now. Hmm. So yeah,
and that,
but like I say, you know, it's friendly competition,
sure,
and we work with each other. If it doesn't work out in Pittsfield, we can send them somewhere else, or vice versa.
And that kind of invokes a question about you know, downtown and businesses there. And again, that's sometimes a smaller scale rather than like the large company coming in bringing 100 jobs that are paying, you know, $70,000 to $100,000 or something. You might be looking at more of a mom and pop kind of a thing where, but it builds toward an attractive and useful downtown where a lot of people want that.
Yeah, and I think over the next couple of months, there's going to be some news for downtown Pittsfield. I think there's some companies looking to move to downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens there, but I think there will be some news over the next couple of months.
Well, that would be great. And, you know, the idea behind, we talk about other communities and we see Lanesboro struggling with the old Berkshire Mall.
Yeah.
Now, for a long time, having the Berkshire Mall in Lanesboro was a great thing, right? There were hundreds, thousands of people that came to the mall. It was a bustling retail environment. And then things changed and people didn't go to malls anymore. And, you know, a lot of them closed, a lot of them changed. There, even the largest ones, like I think of a Crossgates Mall or a Holyoke Mall, where they don't have all the same retailers they used to have. They've gone for experiences and things like that. And it's just a constant churn and change that has to go in. But it doesn't look all that good now anymore to have that big Berkshire Mall building right across
right.
from Pittsfield.
Like you say, malls throughout the country are closing down. I mean, you know, with Amazon now, it's a lot tough. Right. Retail is tough right now.
Right.
You have to have the right spot. So.
And there was a lot of discussion in Pittsfield in the 80s about building that mall in downtown Pittsfield, and maybe that was just dodging a bullet. Who knows,
could have been.
Yeah. Michael Coakley, my guest here this morning on Morning Drive, 89.7 WTBR FM. Just a minute left with our interview here. Long term, what's the vision for business and industry in Pittsfield? What do we want to see Pittsfield look like 20 years from now?
Well, we'd like to fill up the William Stanley Business Park. You know, we're working hard to bring in advanced manufacturing or research and development, and we're starting to get some traction now that we have that the Site 9 redevelopment project completed. And like I said, I think once we start getting some building with the BIC expansion, when Milltown starts building, hopefully this new company starts building their research and development company. Once we start getting some building, I think it gets the momentum going and we'll bring in more and more people. So
that's the key. Got to see a spark somewhere and then things get rolling.
Exactly.
Michael Coakley, thanks so much for being here this morning. It's been great talking to you, and good luck with all the efforts that are going on with PETA and the William Stanley Business Park and all the economic development here in the city of Pittsfield.
Okay, thank you, Sean. Great to be here.
All right, everybody. Have a good weekend out there. Enjoy the weekend and dodge those sprinkles that you're going to have tomorrow. All right, take care. We'll see you back here on Morning Drive on Monday. Take care, everybody.